after the Bills were beaten by Oakland by 34 points at the MCG. The Bombers kicked 9 goals to Canadian 3 in the second half to cruise the victory. The defeat sees the Blues slump to 15th on the ladder. Carlton forward Charlie Turner told ABC Sport the Blues need to be better up front.
It's obviously a pretty tough one. Players are feeling pretty flat about it, pretty low, obviously in the change room. But yeah, the ownership's on us, the players, and I think especially us as a forward line and I guess as a team, and efficiency inside forward 50 can play a role, and obviously the pressure builds up, and yeah, we just can get the job done in that area.
And that's the latest from ABC News.
ABC Radio Weather Update.
Overnight, partly cloudy with showers in most eastern districts and the Northern Torres Strait. Cloudy in the southwest, but mostly clear elsewhere. For Monday, partly cloudy conditions continue with showers in eastern districts and the Torres Strait once again. Also through parts of the southern inland, but a mostly sunny day elsewhere in the state. Maximum temps are expected to be above average, while minimum temps will be near or above.
Good morning, 6 minutes past 4, 6 minutes past 2 in WA. A little bit later on this hour, we'll bring you an interview that I did with Tim Whitten, who has now received an Australian, one of the highest courts in Australia, for his work as both an author and also his work with environment and as a person and a spokesperson and heavily involved in his work. I guess it was mainly to do with Ningaloo and Ningaloo Reef, but his work with the environment as an advocate. So we'll take a look at him a little bit later in the program. We'll take more of your calls on 1-300-800-600. I want to sort out this women's tennis split thing, because apparently there was an original nine where a group of nine women's professional tennis players had broke away from the
don't see a dotted line, you know, and dugongs don't see a dotted line. And the weird thing is that this enormous promontory that comes out, you know, off the end of Western Australia, it's arid. There's no water in sight anywhere, and yet you're walking over these, you know, barren, rugged ranges, and they're full of fresh water. And deep below the ground in darkness, there's just all these incredible stygofauna and troglofauna, these animals that live in the dark and have always lived in the dark. They're there in this freshwater reservoir that go out into the sea and then go out into the Gulf. And the Doco would go down one of these narrow holes into the underworld, see these kind of blind cave guts, blind fish that's been there since the dinosaurs. You know, it's got no eyes. It's like your finger, and it's just ghostly white. You can just about see through it. And you go in there, it's like a zombie movie. They can feel you moving in the water. They can't see you, but you're surrounded by some of the rarest fish in the world, and they're all just sucking on your t-shirt, hoping that you're a bit of food that's falling.